It was about 4 months ago. We did a project before Christmas for PlayStation Video Store, and it just got picked up in China by this famous director over there, who saw it, and he said, we want to work with you guys, and yeah, it's all coming back from there, really.
Right, so what are you going to do?
We're creating visual effects and animations to go across the whole bird's nest. It's about 20,000 metres of like LED we've got to come up with. It's he described it to me as a kind of Mamma Mia, but sci-fi version. So it's very strange, but it's kind of like a classic love story set in the future, basically.
Okay, with ABBA songs or
no, with Chinese songs. It's quite, I've been out to the rehearsals. Very, you get the kind of idea of the show. It's about 80 minutes long. It's just a kind of feast. It's fairly spectacular on the eye. I was trying to think of how to compare it here. It's like having 4 times the city ground full of kind of LED fireworks displays and projections onto waterfalls. It's incredible, basically.
And I mean, by the sound of it, your role is an important one, but it's a big job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's and it's also quite tight turnaround. We've got to have it done by September, so yeah, it's pretty big.
So are you taking people out to do it?
Yeah,
expertise we've got, from Nottingham, are you employing over there, or what's going to happen?
So we set up the company about 10 years ago in the lace market. We've got 2 studios now, one in London and one in Nottingham, and the kind of job's been done across both of those. And yeah, we're out there every couple of weeks, much to the wife's discontent. but yeah, it's a big job. But it's really quite refreshing dealing with the Chinese over there. I'd definitely recommend it to
people. Why is that refreshing? In what way?
I think there's some quite strange things that happen. Apart from there's different kind of cultural nuances of dealing with someone across there. The language barrier is a bit unusual. But sometimes can be great, you know, like having a translator in a room gives you a bit of time to think about what you're going to say. yeah, it's really good. And we have some really strange things. They've got immense respect for the kind of UK creative industries. We've had weird things happen, like they'll stand up and give you a standing ovation halfway through presenting some work, which you'd never get over here. Very strange. So it's been, yeah, really nice. I'd recommend it to people to come over.
Strange, but you appreciate it.
Yeah,
by,
yeah,
by
definitely.
The sound of it.
Yeah, and I think we forget how much people outside of the UK think of our design, fashion and animation kind of industries as being the best in the world, basically.
Yeah, we're quite good at knocking ourselves, aren't we? That's probably what we do most of. We just sort of play ourselves down all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it is the future of our economy, that kind of stuff. So, as opposed to kind of mainstream manufacturing. So we need to push ourselves a bit more to get out there.
Ian, good to hear from you. Thank you for that. Ian Hambleton, who's the creative director